Welcome, welcome. Today's relationship. Welcome, welcome. Today's relationship. This is a hot topic this morning. The reason I brought this topic up, I'm your host, Russell Price, and on the line is Marilyn Bland. She's our co-host, women with the insight of what to be a woman and how this relationship things work. Basically, I brought this show up this morning because people were talking about Valentine's Day, holidays, Christmas, New Year's Eve, and not only did some men didn't have women, but some women didn't have a man. And I wanted to make sure that women knew how to get a man. How to get a man. Do you want a man? Some women don't want a man. Some women say, I don't need a man. I can do bad by myself, or I can take care of myself. But the whole way things normally are supposed to work is man and woman. You're not supposed to be alone. No one wants to be alone. And now that this blizzard of 2016 came, people got some rude awakenings. They were actually alone, not by choice, okay, because they couldn't find nobody. Nobody wanted to be with them. But now we're talking about spring is coming. Spring fling, do you want a man? On the line, Marilyn, you on the line?
Good morning, Russell. I'm here.
Fantastic, Marilyn. This is going to be hot. The lines are lit up like crazy this morning. I've got Jeff. Jeff, you on the line?
Yeah, Jeff. Jeff's on the line.
Jeff, first off, Jeff, say hi to Marilyn.
How you doing, Marilyn?
Good morning, Jeff. I'm doing great. How are you?
Jeff, talk about what you do a little bit, Jeff.
Say it again.
Talk about what you do a little bit, Jeff. Talk about what you do a little bit, what you do as far as relationships, because Jeff is a thorough man, and he does relationship seminars and workshops, and he's always supporting what we do. We support what he does. But first up, before we get into this, how to get a man, talk about what you do, Jeff.
Well, I'm the author of a book titled The 8-Year-Old Woman. And it talks about bringing man and woman back together, meeting in the middle of the road with the new influences of today. And I also hold a talk show at Serendipity Jazz House Lounge on selected Saturdays and Tuesdays.
Excellent.
And we do a lot of open discussion, so we hear the real truth with wine. And I do a radio show also with Domesticology.
Fantastic, because right now, Jeff, it's so needed that we need to step up to the plate as men and talk about issues, relationships, because basically men have the food. They got all the food. And we know what we know. So basically, we have to make sure that people know that we are talking about relationships. Tell us. Basically saying about what you believe, how to get a man.
Well, the problem is this. So for women that hold out too long or their standards might be unrealistic and they all may want a man over 6'1", those numbers just don't work out. So one, their approach is like unrealistic because they're all going for this one type of man where, you know, a good man doesn't really necessarily have a height. So, you know, they haven't really been realistic with their goals and you know, not really invested in and approaching the situation the right way.
Excellent. I want to add to that. Height does not determine manhood. You could be half a man, a little midget, and could be strong in the man card category. You could have a man card way better than somebody who's 6'1". Because if you don't have the man card, and I call that someone who's whole, and vice versa. If you want to get a man, woman, you have to work on yourself. Women, don't worry about how to get a man. Work on yourself. Make sure you are man worthy. They say that Washington, D.C. has more women than men. So there's a shortage of men, and it's hard to get a man. But do you realize that some women, the ratio don't apply? Every time they go out, they get applications. Somebody's trying to put an application in. And they're supposed to be, ratio supposed to be unbalanced. But they work on themselves, and they are what they call man-worthy, and people are really gravitating to this. So that's what it's about. We got a whole bunch of calls on the line. Delcina, you on the line?
Yeah.
Delcina, you're on the line. Anyone who wants to speak up, speak up.
I'll just tell you this. What you just said is absolutely true. And, see, there may be a lot of women in D.C., but the women in D.C. that are prepared, they're not having a single problem because they can get a man and they can keep him. But a lot of women that might not necessarily work on and prepare themselves to be, you know, that wife or that woman, they think that on Valentine's Day they're just going to qualify on that day, and it doesn't work. Like the woman that, you know, makes clean clothes, or no matter how much money she makes, may want to get to cook you food. The basic things that a man needs. So on Valentine's Day, we're supposed to give appreciation to a woman for what she's done for us that year. And if you're not doing those things, he's not thinking about it.
Excellent. Marlon, you want to chime in? We want to hear from some women about how they went about getting a relationship or getting a man to be married. Some women go through life and never get married. But give us an aspect of what, from a woman's perspective, how to get a man.
Well, I was first, let me just comment. I was listening to what Jeff was saying, and it's really interesting, and I can appreciate it coming from a man, because oftentimes communication and knowing what a man is looking for is important too, because as you know, Jeff, many times, you know, women do talk amongst themselves, and they have this idea. And listening to you saying that sometimes a woman is just focusing on the wrong thing, I have to ask the question: when you meet a woman, do you make her aware of that? Is that part of your conversation? Do you inform her in a loving way?
No one needs to mute.
Yeah, there's a lot of
people calling in, needs to mute.
Great.
Good morning, Russell.
Good morning. How are you? Who's this?
Yeah, no, I heard exactly what you said, and I suggest the right question to be asked in the beginning. Oftentimes, if we're single for quite a bit, we just go for the physical aspect and just grab hands and run down the road without not even knowing who we're with. So you're absolutely right. Like, the question of getting to know the person, I think we're doing less time with that in an initial meeting today.
Well, yeah, and that's so true. And one thing, I was really a little bit, I don't know if the word is hurt or disturbed, because I had an opportunity to observe a young man. And the thing was, he was a handsome young man. He was tall, had a beautiful girlfriend. But the thing is, he had another woman too, and this young lady didn't really know about it. And at the gathering, people started, they were similar, you know, in stature and everything, and people started referring to this lady as the other lady that they had just seen him with a little while ago. So my thing is, these young men need some men to look up to, and they need to understand the seriousness of relationships, because if you start off that young, feeling that you can have multiple women, it's different if you're dating or if you let your woman know, okay, I like you, I met you, but I'm still young, so I'm dating. But if you all make a commitment, then you expect that. But if you tell the lady that she's your only lady, or you all agree to, you know, have a, you know, that you will be the only one, and then you cheat on her or go out, then that's difficult. But it's starting so young. I'm seeing this in these young men or boys. So I think that's something that needs to be corrected, because people don't realize the seriousness of a relationship. And as a woman, I still believe that the man should find the woman that I should, you know, when I say I, that a woman should live her life according to God's word. She should live to be that woman, and then the man should find her, but it should be because, not because she's trying to attract him or that she's going to him, but he finds her. And what that means is there might be 50 women there, but there's something about you that stands out to that man. But people, you know, like you said, being realistic and understanding the seriousness of a relationship. And then when you talk about the application, Russell, you know, I always wonder, is the man looking for a full time or a part time? You know, when he puts, you know, his
But when it comes to this application thing, like I told women, they're saying I can't find a man, or there's no man for me. And I'm saying that don't apply to some women, because they work on themselves.
Right.
They become what they call like that bunny, that ever ready bunny. They ever always ready. They ready. So when they come out the house, somebody going to crack on them. Somebody going to put a bid in. They take applications every day. We got the lines lit up like crazy. Anybody on the line that wants to chime in, chime in. We got air code 703-619-301-412-202-48-438. Come. Just chime in. Who wants to say something? Delcina, you on the air? This is serious, serious conversation this morning, because how to get a man. People want to be in a relationship, but they don't know what to do as far as getting a relationship. And that's where it comes in, this information comes in. Information is power. So if you have something to contribute, if you're on the line and you have a man, tell us how you got your man. If you're on the line and you know something about getting a man, speak up, because this is a time now to share the information. Summer is coming.
I say it in my show over and over again. If a woman knows her craft, there's no man that can resist. You know, resist it. It's impossible. So today, it's a reflection of the skill of the woman that you got all of these women walking around with no Valentine's. And trust me, it was a lot of single women events. Not that they didn't want to have a man, but they don't know how to keep one because they don't believe in the value system. They think that because they got a career today, they don't have to do the same things that kept men all of these years. And so the women that do have those old school values, they had a Valentine. And that's what it is. I don't think a man could ever win with a woman that knows her craft and knows how to be a woman.
Excellent point, because from a male perspective, it's true. You can get a man. Can you keep a man? That's the catch. That's the whole catch of the whole situation. And you do have to revert back to the old values of a man and a woman. When you want your man to be with you and he can't resist you from all other women, you're doing something that nobody else can do. When he looks at her or looks at this woman, he says, I can't do without her. Nobody can replace her. And because she's giving something to him that she can't get from somebody else. That's what it's all about. And women have to realize that you can't, this career thing, making money, having a better car, having a better house, that don't mean nothing. What means something is the fact that this man wants you and you want this man. And you're going to show him in every way that you do. I mean, just little things. Like you could be sitting in there with your lady, whatever, your wife, whatever, and you're sitting there and she says, hey, give me your feet. She starts washing your feet. Jesus washed some feet. If a woman starts washing your feet, I mean, you know, that's serious. Yeah. You know, you already got something that the average woman says, I ain't washing your feet. I ain't doing this. You better go see the Chinese people. I ain't giving you no pedicure. You know, you go see the Chinese people, because she don't want to touch your feet. It's critical.
Hey,
anybody else
know
that
old school distraction? You know that.
Go ahead.
I was saying that is absolutely true. You know, what can a woman do that's memorable? It's affection. It's touch. That's lost today. That's a lost art. It's called being submissive, and I don't think that's anything submissive about that. I think that's expressing affection and love. So until they get that, like when your woman washes her clothes and the fabric softener in them, and you at work smelling your shirt, and you know it's pressed because she did it, or, you know, like all of that stuff, it is not being submissive. It is making a man remember. And that woman is imprinted on you no matter what you do, wherever you go. And I think, men do that's what I do to women. I make sure that there's something that she sees that reminds me of her throughout her day, often throughout her day. And it's a lost art.
Absolutely correct. Now, you said something about pressing shirts. I can remember years ago I was dating a lady, and when we first started dating, she was so in awe. She was like, oh, my God, this is so wonderful. And so when she was, at my house, and she saw me go to the closet to get a shirt out, and it was from the cleaners. And she said to me, oh, no, why are you paying this $2 to have your shirt cleaned for cleaners? I'll do that. And I'm saying to myself, oh, wow. So she started ironing my shirts. But let me explain something to you. In about 6 months relationship, she said, oh, no, they're taking back to the cleaners. I mean, they lost that thrill. That was an opening thrill of a relationship. After a while, she said, wait a minute. No, I'm not pressing. I don't want to press no more shirts. Because, the thrill was not to that degree where she wanted to keep pressing shirts. But you could have somebody want to clean and wash your shirts and starch your shirts and press them continuously. That's some serious love, man. But women may start out want to press shirts, but at some point they say, pay to the cleaners.
That's when they ain't getting no reward for all of that. That's when you start sitting on your hands. Yeah, that's when it starts reversing.
Right, that's how it works.
Well, see, and the thing
too. Go ahead, Meryl.
No, I was saying, and that's one of the things Jeff made an important point is that communication. You have to express that or let the woman know how important that is or how much you appreciate that. It's difficult to stop doing something, no matter how simple it is. If there's a relationship where it's expressed that, hey, I appreciate that, just like washing the feet. If someone starts off washing your feet and you show appreciation and you mention it and you're grateful, it's difficult for people to stop. And I think many times in relationships, the man and the woman, each of them is looking for what does it really take. But I believe that if you're in a relationship and you are committed to each other, you should not have to wonder so much. You should be at a point that you can talk about it. You can make it plain. And then understand that when you make a request or you ask something that is, as they say, it's a give and take. But you have to be strong enough that if you make a request and the other person is not quite comfortable with it, you take one of two paths. Either you talk to them and convince them of how important it is to you and you give them time, or you both agree to dismiss it and move on to something else. But, relationship is about understanding and growing and then knowing where you want to go, where you want this to end up. But you're right. Once you start it, you really do have to keep it up, or you have to replace it with something better.
We've got this line lit up. Someone else, anything you have to say, please chime in now. You're on the line with Jeff and Marilyn. Myself is on the line. Who else is on the line right now? The phones are off the chain. Give us another aspect of. Give us another aspect of what you feel as though we can do. Okay. Give us another aspect of what you can do.
Who's the question to?
Jeff. For you, Jeff.
Oh, say it again.
Give us another aspect of what a woman can do to get a man.
Oh, I mean, look, there are, men are basic, very, 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 very simple people. We require affection, sexual tension. I think that's just about it. But, I mean, like, a woman can stay in your head, man. I mean, the power of a woman, it's the destruction in a man, it's the making of it. If women, they need to read books or something, because I'm just telling you, women, we can't tell them how to be great at what they're really great at. It's their craft. You know what I mean? Like, you know, writing, sending, even text messaging, like sending you a card throughout the day, like motivation, you know, things. Just, you know, anything that's memorable. And I'm telling you, it's sad that that question is asked a lot. Jeff, what am I doing wrong with a woman? I'm like, I don't know, you're a woman. Like, you are the master of what you're supposed to be good at. I Google and I don't know something. You know what I mean? Like, it's not interesting. I think women need to invest in themselves. They need to work on their craft. They need to read books about everything and anything they can possibly do to be a better woman. Work on themselves. It's, and that's it.
Excellent. Women need to work on their craft. You can't tell a woman what to do to get a man. She has to know, as a woman, what she has. What any woman has an aspect of something that another woman don't have. They may have all the same parts. They may be a woman as far as physical aspects, but it's something about that woman's personality that's in her DNA that's not in somebody else's DNA. And that's what it's all about. Find out what's in your DNA that you got that nobody else got. And if you find what you have, then you can do what you need to do as far as getting it done. This is truly an awesome, awesome show today. How to get a man. What do you want to do in your life as far as being a relationship? Do you want to go through life without anyone at all? You got to take time now to plan that. You can't be waiting till you get to be 90 and looking for love. Love finds you early in your life. Cupid's arrow hits you early. People fall in love for the first time early. However, do they stay in love? Can you keep love? Can you hold love? Again, anybody else on the line before we close out? You can speak up now. It's how to get a man. You want to know how to get a man. Delphina was supposed to be calling in because she has a special trip coming up that she wants to talk about. But she's not, she hasn't called in yet. But we want to get Delphina on the line. Delphina.
Can you hear me?
Okay, I can hear you now, baby. You're gonna close this out. Tell us about how to get a man from your perspective.
Hello, Russell.
Go ahead.
Hello, Russell. This is Delphina. Hello, can you hear me?
Go ahead, Delphina. I can hear you. Go ahead, Delphina.
Oh, okay, great. I have been listening to your show, and it's a wonderful topic. And women need to make sure that they have their appearance together to attract a man. And when a man does notice them, they got to know how to pick up with that response and flatter, you know what to say and how to act and how to respond and how to reply to what a man said. And also, I'm sponsoring an entertainment tour to the Norfolk Jazz Festival on the waterfront in Norfolk on July the 15th through the 17th. And I have a bus trip leaving from Clinton, Maryland, and it's going to be a whole lot of single men and single women on my trip. And we're going down and going to have a blast 2 days at the Norfolk Jazz Festival. Okay, that's July 15th. We leave on Friday and we come back Sunday. Okay, and everything is included: the transportation, the hotel, the tickets to the show, and the cruise. We're having a cruise brunch on Saturday during the day, and everything is included. So you don't have to spend any money unless you want to buy your cocktails, because it's going to be the kind of thing, have cash bar. And we're going to have fun, and this is going to be a great time to meet a man. And men going to have their little antennas up. They're going to be flirty. Women going to be flirty and fun. It's going to be a fun trip and exciting, and everybody's looking forward. You can go to the website and see more about previous event. And matter of fact, this is the 34th annual festival at the Norfolk Jazz Festival. This is the 34th one. And you can see the lineup of previous ones on there. You go to the website, www.NorfolkFestFestivalFestEvents.org. And I repeat, NorfolkFestEvents.org. Or you can call me. My name is Dale, and my event is listed on the Dale Entertainment Tour. My telephone number is 843-997-8802. I repeat, 843-997-8802. And I also have installment payments set up. And if you want me to send you the link of everything all about the trip, the details, please call me at 843-997-8802. I'm looking forward to hearing from you all. And that's a great way and a great start to be, to meet a man and to keep a man for the whole weekend.
Excellent, excellent. Jeff, give us some closing statements, and I'm going to have Marilyn give us some closing statements. Give us some closing statements. Jeff, give us some closing statements.
Oh, look, man, I'll just say, Valentine's Day is just not one day in the year.
Valentine's Day is throughout the year. It's really every day. And it's a day for appreciation. And if you're not working on yourself through the rest of the year, don't show up on Valentine's Day thinking it's just going to show up. So always work to improve yourself, because love is the only thing we were put on this planet to have. So be good at it.
Excellent. Marilyn, give us some closing statements.
Well, again, I want to thank Jeff for being with us, and thank him for the advice, and just encourage, you know, men when they're in relationships to be a little bit more specific. When you find that lady or when you all decide to have a relationship, be specific and communicate. But one thing I believe, and I continue to reiterate in relationships, is that you really should be focused on each other. And I agree that, like you said, Jeff, the woman should work on herself, the man should work on himself. But when you agree to be in that relationship, you should be building each other. If you've agreed to be with that woman and that woman has agreed to be with you, then all along the way, your attention should be on meeting her needs, and she should be 100% focused on meeting your needs, and that is how the relationship will grow.
Excellent. And my closing statement is this. Communicate with your woman. Tell her what you want. Be exceptionally about your man. If you want a man, show that man that you want him. Give him something that he can never, ever get. Make him feel as though that you're the one and he cannot do without you. He will keep you. There's no trade-in. He will keep you forever. Because life is about relationships and about having the one to be with you to death do you part. You want someone to be with you when you can't feed yourself or you can't look the same way. When the earthquake hits, your body shifts. You need to have someone there for you. This is today's relationship, Straight Talk, No Chaser. We'll see you next Saturday at 10 to 10:30. Be there.